Welcome to the April 23rd edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, Oracle virtualizes WebLogic, VMware offers new certifications, and anticipation grows over VMforce. I'm site editor Colin Steele. In our top story, Oracle has a new version of WebLogic Server that runs directly on the hypervisor with no operating system. The release is called the Oracle WebLogic Suite Virtualization Option. It uses the JRocket Virtual Edition, which is a Java VM that handles TCP/IP, hardware controls, and other traditional operating system functions. Oracle and users say that the lack of an OS improves performance and makes management easier, but that may not be enough to attract customers. That's because Oracle's virtualization strategy and its licensing policies make it difficult, if not impossible, to run its applications on hypervisors other than its own. And that, again, is the case with this new WebLogic release, which is only supported on Oracle VM. In other news, two new certifications will soon be available from VMware. They're called the VMware Certified Advanced Professional Certifications, and as the name implies, they're more advanced than the existing VMware Certified Professional designations. One of the new certifications is for enterprise admins, and the other focuses on design. VMware will officially announce the new certifications next month, and you should be able to take the exams this summer. And finally, more details about next week's news from VMware and Salesforce.com are starting to trickle up. The companies are announcing a new cloud computing offering called VMForce, and our sister site SearchCloudComputing.com reports that it will likely be a platform as a service for developing hosted applications. VMware will run the service, and it will take advantage of Salesforce's large family of service providers. SearchServerVirtualization.com and SearchCloudComputing.com have teamed up to bring you all the coverage from VMForce's big announcement next week, so make sure you check back often. And SearchCloudComputing.com's technology writer, Carl Brooks, will be in the studio next week to talk about the big announcement and what it means for the virtualization and cloud markets, so make sure you tune in then. Until that time, I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.